This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis in, who is also the chair of this year's Veterans Day Parade. Thanks for coming in.
I really appreciate it.
So talk about the parade, this year's 68th annual event, and how did you get involved with the parade committee?
It was 2018. I was working with the UCC veterans while I was a student there, and then just decided to become involved with the parade and have been since.
This has always been a popular event, bringing a lot of people to downtown Roseburg.
That is really encouraging, the fact that this county supports us so well.
And of course, we had a couple of years there of the parades that were a little different.
We just had the one parade that, and it was we called it a reverse parade, and we had the parade floats stay stationary and had the participants drive around.
That was actually, you know, kind of ingenious versus not doing the event.
Yes. I'm really pleased that it worked.
Yeah, no, it worked, but I think everybody's happy to not be doing it this way, that way again. So kind of give people information about what you're looking for in parade entries.
Well, we want parade entries to celebrate the fact that we have great veterans and military families in this community. We want them to feel free to decorate as wild as they want, but be safe. We want parade and entries to follow the application. There's a lot of instructions on the application. We want entries to operate safe throughout the parade. We want them to not throw things from the floats and cause a child to run into the streets and put themselves in danger.
And the parade, of course, Saturday the 11th at 11 a.m. Not everybody, you know, this is one of those things like Christmas that doesn't move.
Yes, we always have it the 11th month, the 11th day, the 11th hour, which was originally Armistice Day.
Now, talk about the who you're honoring this year's Grand Marshals.
Yes, we've selected the Oregon National Guard. Not just our local Charlie Company, but all Oregon National Guard, active and retired.
And also talk about the Gold Star families.
Yeah, not every year, but some years we choose a secondary or a supporting Grand Marshal. And this year we have chosen Gold Star families, those that have experienced a loss.
Now, if people want to get involved in the parade, get an entry going, is there a deadline to do that?
Well, we want applications to be filed by the 31st. That helps us to generate the list of entries and how they're going to go through the parade. But you can actually fill out an application and turn it in the day of the parade. And we will have those forms at the checkpoints. But today, we have forms available at the County Veterans Service Office and the County Clerk's Office, and they are online. You can download it from the comfort of your home, fill it out, and turn it in at those same offices.
And is there a way to submit it online, too?
You could email it to us, but we still need that $5 fee for each float, or for the group of floats that you're applying for.
Any idea how many entries you've got so far?
It's over 20. I just don't, I haven't counted exactly, but we expect around 100.
Yeah, I was going to say, proving once again, everybody waits to the last minute to actually get their entry in officially, even though they're planning to do it. You see a lot of different things during the parade. Of course, you've got probably a band or two.
Yes.
And you've got scouting groups, a lot of kids groups, churches, a lot of companies, a lot of different things. And people really look for some unique ways. You've got classic cars as well. In fact, sometimes one of the things that it's enjoyable to watch is some of the veterans getting to ride in the classic cars, particularly if they're ones that happen to correlate to their era of service.
Yes. Last year during the parade, Marge Cook, who is currently 104 years old, rode in a very, very beautiful classic car. I think it's a 1931. And it was driven by one of our parade committee members, Eric Bagwell.
Wow. So, again, people want to get involved. It's really helpful if they get their entry in soon by Tuesday, then, which tells me a lot of people will have a lot of entries to fill out.
Yes, we're hoping that more people will just get the application in early, help us to generate the parade list.
And anything else people ought to know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. The check-in point, which used to be at the corner of Fowler and Douglas, has now changed to be down at the corner of Rifle Range and Douglas, which is similar to what Graffiti Night check-in is. But once you check in down there at Rifle Range and Douglas, you'll be directed on where to line up.
And then, so some of the people will still be probably lining up in the courthouse parking lot, or?
So in the courthouse parking lot, there'll be folks preparing Fowler Avenue, Diamond Lake Boulevard. But we also encourage parents that are dropping off their kids or family members to ride on a float. Please use the Court Street parking lot, which is the city's parking lot next to Deer Creek, just below the Safety Center.
All right. A lot of information there, and it's coming up on the 11th of November. And the website for people to get the applications from?
DouglasCountyOR.gov, and then look for the Veteran Service Officers page, and there's a tab for the Veterans Day Parade.
All right, Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis, Veterans Day Parade Chair, thanks for coming in.
We thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.